from Vegas. It's Friday night, and the boys are coming to you live from the LV Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's do ourselves a little asshole roll call.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it, I'm surrounded by assholes.
The Master of Ceremonies, Treacher.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dickhead, you totally fucked me there.
Resident Shitbag, Murphy.
There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
The Deep Thinker, Chief.
God damn it, man! I swear you guys whip on me 13 or 14 more times. I'm out of here.
And finally, the man, the myth, the minority himself, Decap.
You gotta promise me, no more bullshit.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
How you feeling there, Max?
Good enough! You fuck your mother!
Can't believe you came on my mom.
Well, that's it. Sounds like everybody's here. All that's missing is you. Get in the chat room, get on the phones, and get involved. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh my God, it's that time again. It's time for everybody's favorite internet radio show, Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight, we're going to watch Murphy kill himself again. Everybody else has no plans. This ought to go well. We're going to learn how to really be frustrated about your computer again. News, commentary, roundtable? Oh yeah, it's in here. Recommend every single one of you listening right now to go to the chat room. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat, and join us live. Don't forget, you can also get a hold of us several different ways. Not only can you join the chat room, but you can check us out by going to spankwagon.net, finding other ways to contact us, such as radio@spankwagon.net. You can give us a call live on the air, 1-866-587-6257. You can also find that on the site, spankwagon.net. And now let's begin with our show.
Sans Black Man.
Yeah, well, you know, BPT. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
And I'm the aforementioned Murphy.
So...
where is the black man?
I don't know. Well, BPT.
Oh. I don't know. I've learned
so much about BPT so recently.
Is that like
that's
MST?
That's black people
yeah,
time.
I know.
Okay.
Is that like MST?
What's MST?
Mexican Standard Time.
Shit. I don't know. I thought that was CST. Cholo Standard Time.
Well, that's only if you're from the barrio.
I thought it was VST. Vato Standard
Vato?
Time.
Vato? Vato
yeah,
Standard
Vato.
Time?
Vato. Yeah.
I thought it was WST. Wetback Standard Time.
Yeah, exactly. What?
Wetback Standard Time.
Oh. Maybe.
No one else.
I'm only
any...
half, so yeah. I...
Which half?
The dark
lower.
Half.
The half that doesn't count.
So
obviously you
wife.
Don't have a green thumb.
Oh no.
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 Okay,
not
okay.
Not even close.
Because I thought all
my
Mexicans
dad. My dad
thumb.
Can make anything grow in the desert. Me? No. I
no,
kill
no.
shit.
Hey, you're like my wife. My wife can kill a cactus in the desert. I love it. I love it. She can never grow a damn thing. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 17th of November, Spank Wagon Radio. Again, as I said, I'm your host, Trencher, the ringleader, if you will. With me, of course, are my favorite people in the whole wide 30 minutes of sports. In front of me is Murphy.
Hola, vatos.
And, of course, Chief introduced himself. Trying to change up the introductions. I figure 6 years, I got to kind of change it up every once in a while. What are you working on, Murph?
I'm just reading some news last second.
I thought it was trying to keep that laptop from exploding.
No, that laptop's gone. Tell us about your laptop fun.
Okay. So, as you guys know, my MacBook Pro, the wonderful piece of hardware that it is, roasting piece of shit, has been overheating yet again. In fact, the smell it was giving off the other day, I think I talked about this on last week's show.
Yeah, the smell was like a hairdryer.
Like an old hairdryer. Okay. So, they were supposed to send me the box. They never sent the box. They resend the box. I get the box. Put said laptop in the box. And did anyone else hear that?
Yeah, he was pounding hard on the keyboard.
Okay. Put said laptop
in
the box.
A little paranoid.
Send it out on Monday.
Okay.
They got it Thursday. Or excuse me, send it out on Wednesday.
Okay.
They got it Thursday. DHL overnight, which I've never had a problem with DHL before. They've always been really good for everything that I need, as opposed to like UPS or even FedEx at times.
Really? Okay.
So it gets there Thursday. They do the work on Thursday, and then it goes out Thursday night, which again is pretty common for Apple. I mean, there isn't a whole lot of options, especially when you're dealing with a laptop for repair. It's either going to be motherboard, hard drive, optical drive, it's a few other various internal.
So basically, you've just mentioned everything that's mechanical in there.
Yeah, what they ended up replacing on mine was the uppercase and the lowercase because they had scratched them last time they had them in for repair.
Fair enough.
Heat sensors on both.
Okay.
The heat pipe off the motherboard, and then the antenna for the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi, which I was having
which
problems
they
with.
Share. You said they share the same antenna, so they must share the same like card.
Yeah, they do share.
Don't
the same
Don't worry about
antennas.
That number.
I always worry about the numbers. So they share the same numbers. Laptop gets fixed and gets sent back out Thursday night. I'm like, sweet.
Fair enough.
Pretty much, it's pretty much standard for Apple. It was supposed to be delivered by DHL before noon today.
Okay.
Noon comes.
Noon comes. It is noon.
Nothing.
Oh, no.
The DHL website shows that it is scheduled to be delivered today, but there are no details. Now, I called DHL because I saw there were no details and I was a little worried. I called DHL about 9 o'clock and I was asking, so where the hell's my stuff at, yo?
Yo.
And they said, well, it should be there by noon.
Okay.
Noon comes, so, goes, nothing.
Nothing. So you don't have a computer and it hasn't been delivered yet.
I call. What is this in the background?
This is Biomechanical, a song from Impulse and Submerged.
I swear to God, dude, you need one of those little fucking scripts that says, now listening to, in the fucking chat room. So anyway.
You love this stuff, don't you?
Oh, it's, I actually do. This is the kind of shit that like I need playing in the background while I'm playing Gears of War.
See, here's the thing, though. People look at me and they see, like, country. Because, you know, I'm from the Midwest. I wear them all caps.
Take the tree off.
Yeah.
Cun. Can't say it.
Yes, you can.
So only when it's earned.
Cunt.
Earned. All right.
So okay. So I call. I call
like
our
Wagner
good friends.
Wagner.
Cunt. Oh, there I said
exactly.
It.
So I call DHL and they say, well, there's no package associated with this airbill.
Oh, really? So why have an airbill?
That's what I asked. And they said, well, we have air bills because when packages get shipped, they need an air bill. So I said, where's the package? And they said, we don't have it.
So wait. They just said there's no package associated with an air bill that they need an air bill to send a package with.
Yes, and the air bill that Apple has associated with my package. So I call Apple.
What about your junk?
All my junk needs no air bill.
Okay, I just got to make sure.
Needs a freight truck. So I call Apple, and Apple says, it's going to be delivered today. I'm like, that's really interesting that you would say that because DHL has no idea what you're talking about.
What?
And I posted the whole conversation. I'll post it in the forum so you guys can see the whole conversation. basically, they lost it. They won't admit that they lost it, but they will admit that they're not quite sure what it is.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know where it is, but they know. They don't know where it is, but they know that it isn't where it needs to be.
Well, exactly.
Didn't they try to say that it wasn't lost?
Oh, it's not lost.
Oh,
we just aren't 100% sure where it's at right now. Sure. So the lack of idea of where it's at, location-wise, that's not lost.
That's misplaced?
It's it's a logistical error.
Hey, so, Vert says, sounds like they lost it.
Yeah. Exactly.
The dictionary.com says, lose, to come to be without, through accident, theft, etc., so that there is little to no prospect of recovery.
Yeah, pretty much. So logistics called me
back. Well, thank you, Merriam-Webster.
You're welcome.
Logistics called me back and said, oh, no. It shipped today, not yesterday, and the DHL website hasn't updated yet. I said, that's really funny that the DHL website hasn't updated yet because I got the tracking number off of your website. I said, oh, no, you'll have it by Monday. You'll have it by Monday.
See, they're lying to you.
I know they're lying to me.
Absolutely lying to you.
So when Monday comes around.
Because you know why they're lying, though? They're not lying because they're doing this maliciously. They're just lying because they don't know and they don't want to say they don't know.
They're covering their ass. It's exactly what they're doing, is covering their ass. And I tell you this, on Monday, when there's no new tracking number and there's no delivery of my laptop, you know those little parts of your brain that hold back all the rage and frustration?
You need to get more of them. Don't go nuts.
Mine handed in their resignation 12 hours ago.
Oh, you gave up?
Oh, no. Those little parts of my brain, they handed in their resignation.
Oh, no.
So there's nothing restraining this now. Just my fear that this anger and frustration will give me a tumor. And I know it's going to happen.
It's not a tumor.
It is a tumor.
You know, look, you and I have worked in customer service for ages.
Exactly.
Ages. When people yell and scream at us and we don't have a good answer, you hate it. I know specifically you hate it when people yell and scream and pull your shit on you. Why do you have to do it to someone else?
Because I can.
No, you see, that's not an answer.
No, you know what? I try not to take it out on the little guys, on the peons answering the phone, the first wave guys. You know, they're like the guys getting off the boat at Normandy. Look, they're not the generals in charge. They're the guys that are just fucking cannon fodder.
Hey, time out here real quick. Vert says, got me a repair number or SN?
Vert, I will
give you my... Vert, why don't you go ahead and email you what you need from him at Murphy... at spankwagon.net.
Actually, I can't check my spankwagon.net email right now. So right. I will give Vert. I will give you my repair number in the chat or in a private in just a second here. So
yeah, I got to get that webmail thing going.
Well,
soon. Yeah.
I have a question. I thought that Apple was supposed to offer some of the best customer service out there.
You know what?
In the stores.
Here's my theory. No, see, I don't buy that one. My theory is they do. But they don't provide like customer service like you and I expected. Because when I went to the Apple store just to ask them, could you test this power supply, and got told to put my name on their little reservation system.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, and I tried, and it says no more reservations for today. That's not customer service. Yeah. When I saw these idiots at the Genius Bar standing around talking blah, 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 and calling out the same name for the past 20 minutes... At that point, I realized, okay, you guys aren't getting this. You don't know customer service.
It's not them. That system, the concierge system, was pulled down right as I was leaving Apple, and no one involved wanted to have anything to do with it. And in defense of the guys at the Apple store, those guys are the leftovers. Those are the guys they didn't take because they had the best. When they got me, and they got Brickman, and they got Kurt, and they got Nan, when they got us, we were the best of what Vegas had for employees. And that went throughout the entire store. So the people that are working in that store now, right, those are the people that they passed over the first, second, or third time.
It can't be that hard to find a person willing to work at Apple that knows what they're talking about. I mean, I honestly don't think it can be, but maybe. But, you know, given what he's experienced with his computer... And given what I've experienced just by going into the store, because I don't mind going into the store. To me, it's a bleach white eye candy of hell.
Oh,
but it's still a place
I
love to go.
Dirty.
It's a clean room.
Oh, God. Totally.
Yeah.
Way too white, way too clean for me.
That's one of the reasons I like it.
It's
in there.
Whiter than me.
You know, it's almost like they're trying to con the people into thinking that Apple is utopian.
It's exactly what it is.
Well,
it's
exactly what it is.
And it's a stark contrast to the one or two Sony physical Sony stores, or even the one Dell store that's very metal.
Have you noticed, though, that the computer colors have really shifted. I mean, remember when everything was beige hell?
Oh,
Apple
yeah.
then went to white, you yeah. know, this pure sterile white, which, by the way, I'm so sick of looking at my nasty, gunky white keyboard that, I mean, I have been shopping around for a new keyboard for my Mac that's black, and I still haven't found one I like, but that's another story altogether. You know what? And now everything's going kind of silver.
Yeah.
And black now is becoming shiny black, but everything's also going back to silver. Like televisions, they're back to silver.
Yeah.
They haven't been silver
since
like
the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Vert's looking up my case notes right now, and he's seeing the hell that I've brought down upon these people.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Is he laughing?
I don't know if he's laughing. How many times did you call them? I said, quite a few. Today, twice. He said, 10. That sounds about right.
Well, see, and you know what? I keep on going back and forth for buying a Mac. You know, I get all hyped up. I see stuff in the store. I'm like, okay, this stuff looks really cool. And then I hear about problems that you guys have.
But you know what? The Mac,
You know, as many problems as I've had with my MacBook Pro, I will still recommend Apple hardware 10 times.
You know what?
I just don't want a laptop that'll fry my nuts off.
Well, you know what? That's the problem is he has a first generation because he's an early adapter, Murphy is. That's one of the big catches when you're an early adapter. I mean, I'm sorry. Anybody in the Unix world, or not Unix, but the Linux world knows, never get a 0.0 version of any Unix or Linux software. Yeah. The same thing has to go for Apple. Same thing has to go for
with
Windows.
Any. Well, look at the new Zunes that are coming out. I personally, I mean, it's cool.
The new turds?
They don't look that bad. However, remember the first generation iPods?
Hold on, Murph.
I think they look nice. I think they are nice-looking pieces of hardware.
Okay.
They actually, we were able to test them out at the news station. They play well. They're really compatible with the system.
Have you guys noticed when you crash during the setup, which the setup on them is a pain in the ass from what I've been reading.
I haven't done the setup.
Go to Gizmodo. Okay. Gizmodo has a 20-screen walkthrough, and it's the same 20 screens that repeat because it crashes several times during the initial setup. Yeah. But one of the crash screens looked like a little Asian girl getting raped.
Can I get that screen?
My
please?
iPod crashed the first time I tried to.
Oh yeah,
you were syncing it with a PC.
Here's the thing though. I've crashed every operating system I've ever had my fingers on. OS2, Mac, Windows, you name it. I have crashed my iPod in spectacular ways. My favorite though is when I installed Linux on it.
You install Linux on your iPod?
I've got a new one. Linux on my iPod.
I've got CoverArt that causes my iPod to freak out and restart.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think you've crashed this audio board.
Oh, I've crashed I've crashed this studio twice.
It's not hard.
It's not hard at all. Murphy keeps looking at the listener numbers. Could you stop?
No, you know me. I'm obsessed with those numbers.
Here's the thing. The listener numbers are great.
It's like Arbitron.
Awesome. You know, it's awesome to have the fact that we know how many live listeners we have hitting our servers. Relax. Just relax. It's not that big of a deal. We enjoy them all there. We wish they were all in the chat room to join our conversation. We'd love to hear some of you guys because we always love computer horror stories or customer support horror stories.
Call them in.
I know Vert had that one where the guy didn't know what he was doing and was tearing apart his computer or his mom's computer. And, you know, Vert wasn't assigned to the ticket, so he couldn't do it, you know, in order to be covered under
warranty. But he very well could have just done it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's weird things. And when you want to keep stuff in warranty, you want to keep it in warranty.
Exactly.
But, the Zune came out this past week. Initial reports saying it's okay. It's not going to be, it's not an iPod killer.
I like the Wi-Fi access to share songs.
That is nice, but it's a limited Wi-Fi. Yeah.
But the other thing is Microsoft's VPs, and I can't find the article on it. I wish I could. I'll find it later. People are going to be reported with MS access points or gold points for sharing songs.
Huh.
And that's actually really cool. If I had 500 MS points right now, I would go and I would buy Contra. For my Xbox 360.
That's interesting.
Nice.
So that is going to be a nice integration. And, you know, maybe there's going to be a Zune Xbox 360 kind of convergence.
Yeah. Yeah, the interesting,
that's what I'm seeing.
The interesting
thing
with the Zune right now, not compatible with Vista.
That's
Zune is not on Vista.
They rushed
list.
It to market. Yeah. They rushed the Zune to market. I mean, Zune was not supposed to come out this soon. sorry, I almost got into, you know.
Uh-oh.
Tongue-tied my
Now let's let people know exactly what we have going on today, because you mentioned in the intro I am going to be killing myself today.
Yeah, that would be a good idea to do that,
guys. I am going back to my roots here with Spankwagon. For those of you that remember, my first night on Spankwagon doing anything is the episode titled Hot Rail Smack.
Once I get the archive put back up, that'll definitely be there. But Hot Rail Smack basically had Murphy sitting in Studio A snorting lines of pixie sticks
Oh, that's old school.
Yeah, very old school. Yeah.
I remember doing that.
This was back in like this is 2002.
Wow.
This is 4 years ago now. Snorting pixie sticks and then using
maybe it
nasal,
is a tumor.
Using
and then following it up with a
nasal cleaner.
Surgeon General actually came out with a report on pixie sticks saying that it causes brain tumors.
Awesome.
So you're hosed, man.
Wait a minute. That means someone actually studying pixie sticks that detailed?
Dude, with so many kids snorting them, I think they pretty much had to.
How many kids actually truly snort a pixie stick?
Okay, everybody in this room that snorted a pixie stick, raise your hand. That's 2 out of 3, dude.
Well, yeah, okay, 66% of
now,
the
room. I did finish that snorting of the pixie stick up with shots of...
Jolt Cola.
No, oh, Pepsi okay. Blue.
Pepsi Blue.
Oh!
And you know who used to love Pepsi Blue? My wife.
What?
Shit was
my
nasty.
Wife
What's
loved...
wrong with her?
Where do we start?
Well.
Love her to death, but yeah. Man, I
Pepsi
tell you.
Pepsi Blue?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I wish we could. I wish we could get a hold of some Crystal Pepsi,
the original Crystal Pepsi.
The original
Pepsi.
Crystal
Pepsi. Oh,
that
was so good. I love that shit.
Hey, Toodle Nuggets in the chat room says I've done it. So I guess I'm the only one in the world that has not snorted pixie sticks.
I don't know. I'm going to be first on the record saying that tonight's idea is a bad idea.
Oh hell! You know you're first on the show record. I've been like, are you sure this? First off, tell us what you're going to be doing there, Murph.
We are going to do our own little variation on the Power Hour.
As a matter of fact, let me get that on the camera.
That is going to be what you're looking at right there, kids. That is 60 little Dixie cups. Myself and the ever-present black man, which, by the way, he's on his way.
Okay. Hey, do you want to test our mic?
Yeah. Hey, let me go over there.
Let's get that mic tested out. What basically he's going to do is explain to us what he's going to do.
Ooh. Okay, so are we... Ooh. Is it live? Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I'll back off. How's that? Is that good?
Much better.
I will be doing 60 shots of energy drink in 60 minutes. That is one shot, 1.5 ounces of some very nasty energy drink every minute, every 60 seconds for 60 minutes.
Nice. So one
I'm gonna come
shot
back
of energy drink. Yeah. Damn.
The energy drink I chose, I actually chose two of them. I went and did a little research and went looking for the energy drinks that had the most caffeine in them.
So you actually went and specifically looked for the most caffeine.
I did go in specifically and... sorry, I'm talking a vert here.
Yeah, you know, keep your eyes in mind on the show.
Sorry. Yeah, Vert, yeah, that exactly, yeah. They pulled the memory out last time, and you know what? They still replaced the motherboard because it was overheating. It's got nothing to do with that memory. Anyway, the drinks I chose are... Let me get two of them out here.
Okay, so he's going into the cooler right now, and he's pulling out...
First off, we have sugar-free Rip It Energy Fuel.
Rip It!
Now, the reason we chose Rip It is because for 8 ounces... It's a 16-ounce can. For every 8 ounces, it has 90 milligrams of caffeine. That is 180 milligrams of caffeine for this.
Wow, okay. So what okay. I'd like someone right now, if you could, let us know either in the chat room or just give us a quick call. 1-866-587-6257. Let us know, what is the legal amount of caffeine a body should be able to take? I don't say legal as in law, but legal as in... Oh, God, you're killing your pancreas.
Now, here's the other one that we took, that I got. And this is the Arizona Performance Extreme Energy Shot. This has the most amount that I could find here in Las Vegas. It has 100 milligrams of caffeine for every 8 ounces, and it is a 16-ounce can.
Wow.
So, now, here's the really funny part. Red Bull, which I know you're a big fan of. Yes. Do you know how much caffeine it has?
I think it's like 80, is it?
80 milligrams of caffeine,
80
that's
milligrams.
It. Yeah. There is only one more here in Vegas that has more caffeine, and unfortunately I could not find it, and that is the new carb-free Rockstar Energy.
I just drank one.
Coffee. That has something disgusting like 280 milligrams of caffeine.
Jesus. That would explain the little spots in front of my eyes right now.
Now, there is only one other thing that I found
tastes
that contains
really
more caffeine than these energy drinks.
Right.
What's
that? And that would be a 16-ounce cup of Starbucks coffee.
Would be the grande size.
That contains in the upper range of 300 to 300 and some odd amounts of caffeine.
Damn.
It's good, too. However, you know, coffee from Starbucks doesn't have a lot of the additional things they put in these energy
drinks.
Yeah,
what drinks. Else? Hold these up. Bring those cans back. Bring those cans back.
These energy drinks are notoriously laced with B vitamins and C vitamins.
Oh, yeah.
And,
let's see here.
And
on
all
this
sorts
one,
of crazy chemicals.
60 milligrams of vitamin C, 2 milligrams of vitamin B, folate, folic acid, which is, you know, they've got 400 milligrams, 6 milligrams of B12, 130 milligrams of sodium, 1,000 milligrams of taurine, 90 milligrams of caffeine, 100 milligrams of something called inositol, and 10 milligrams of guarine seed extract.
Well, here's what we have on this one. This is the Arizona Performance. 120 calories, no fat, saturated trans, no cholesterol, 25 milligrams of sodium, 29 grams of total carbs, no protein, sugars 28 grams. Vitamin A, zero, calcium, zero, iron, zero. However, vitamin C is 100% of your daily allowance. Vitamin B6 is 100%, vitamin B12 is 100%, and phytolithic acid 100%. The performance blend has taurine at 1,000 milligrams, caffeine at 100 milligrams, D-ribosone at 250, L-camante, or L-caminte, 100, Panax ginseng, so ginseng, 100, inositol, 100, guarana, 100, one I can't even pronounce no matter how much I tried, 100, and milk thistle at 35.
Yeah.
So these got some, you know, I love it. No preservatives, no artificial color. Other ingredients include, of course, water, sucrose,
high fructose corn syrup,
pear and apple and peach juices from concentrate.
10% of that is juice, by the way.
Yeah. Orange honey, mango puree. Taurine, natural flavor, citric acid, blah, 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 and stuff.
Yeah, but what it comes down to is like most of those chemicals in there have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Well,
they haven't been proven to help anything. But, I mean, honestly, I get a bigger buzz off those things than I do a cup of coffee.
Now, in truth...
Well, I think a lot of it... Hold on, let me interrupt you here. But I think a lot of it isn't the buzz you're getting from caffeine. Mm. I mean, anybody who knows that if you have like ginseng gum or things like that, it opens up your capillaries and things like that.
Yeah.
So what you're dealing with here is you're not dealing with just the pure caffeine. You're dealing with stuff that's actually physically
enhancing,
affecting your body.
Yeah, and that's true. And, I mean, the cool thing is that I'll go to the gym. You know, I'll guzzle one of these 16-ounce things before I go to the gym. About 15 to 20 minutes into my workout, like, it switches on a freaking, like, it's like hitting the nitrous.
Boom.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, happy stars. And
now, in true Tuskegee Airmen fashion, I am bringing a black net along for the ride.
Wait. Has this been evaluated on black people before?
Not that I know of.
No, what is this? Like smokers? You know,
I don't know.
They don't make a black energy drink like they make a black sick or
I don't
a
know.
Oh, you guys don't know about that, huh?
Well, I mean, we don't know what kind of effect this is going to have on decaf. I mean, there's a reason we call him decaf, is because we're not supposed to give him caffeine.
He's kind of a mellow fellow. That wasn't meant to stop the conversation. Jesus, people.
There's
going to
be a follow-up or something.
Yeah, no.
It's going to be an interesting event, and we do need to start it in about 10 minutes. So why don't we go ahead and take a break?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
By the way, sir.
Well, wow.
Who's in charge here?
He's doing better now than he did when he hosted the show.
No shit. All right. So.
Well, because I don't want this. I don't want it to overrun into the Hess show, and I do want it to be able to end
overrun.
Right about the time of our,
yeah,
of our
you're,
show.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to a break here. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back.
Yeah, bitches.
What is it tonight? Please just tell me what the hell is wrong. Do you wanna eat? Do you wanna sleep? Do you wanna drown? Just say no.
won't stop the beat and go.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back from our little break. Actually, they're still setting up. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. You can go ahead then and find out what's going on. Because right now, actually, let me get your guys' mic back up a little. Now, your guys' mic is high gain, so you don't have to talk right into it.
Okay.
Okay.
Dickheads.
Tat.
Wow.
God, that trencher guy's fucking cop,
oh my god, he's a fucking dickhead. Look at him.
Wow. Fucker.
This is a high gain mic.
Yeah.
I don't even need my mic for myself so well.
Sounds like we're in the restroom.
We know.
We're trying to play Gears of War back here, buddy.
Shit. Alright, well, we'll leave them sort of down a little, but alright, so here's what's going on in the background. Murphy and Decaf are setting up the challenge. They have 60 minutes to drink 60 shots of the energy drink. We're going to keep the webcam on them and watch the progress. How this is going to work out is Chief is going to go ahead and keep the timing going. Maybe they might need to keep their own timing going just for the simple fact that in order to run a show, you kind of need a couple people. But we'll see how this works out. If I do all the talking, I do all the talking. We're going to see what happens to Murphy and Decaf while they take these shots. Completely non-clinical study, that's for sure.
I'm going to have to say after about 30 minutes or so, we're going to start seeing some possible effects.
Well, yeah, I agree. 30 minutes. I also think that there's going to come a point where they're going to hate drinking these things.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be like drinking the nastiest cough syrup on the planet bad.
Jaeger-flavored energy drink.
Yeah, that's the... Ew. So, yeah, we got the mic going on for them, setting all this up.
Great. Actually, we ran across this checkout girl at Smith's over by my place, and she recommended a mix of Malibu rum and energy drink.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never tried it.
Pineapple juice and Malibu rum, I can understand. Yeah. That, no.
Not Red Bull and Malibu?
I can't understand energy drink and alcohol, but, you know, I guess it's to counter the sleepiness effect of alcohol. Digital Diva in the chat room, big time help. She actually looked up a lot of information, such as Digital Diva says, the only information you can find about how much is too much states that it depends on your tolerance, height, weight, and age. So no set amount what she could find will push the magic overdose button. Previous statement she pointed out here. First off, though 265 caffeine abuse cases reported in the U.S., regional to the Poison Control Center, from 2001 to 2004, 31 patients were hospitalized from medical complications from caffeine. 20 required ICU or intensive care admission. So
a little bit further down, she says some things to watch out for in case you overdose on caffeine is heart palpitations, chest pain, sudden panic attacks, tremors, and nausea.
Sounds like a good night to me. She also states
it's like after
earlier,
doing blow,
right. 500 milligrams per day or less is considered an acceptable dose of caffeine. So that's from WebMD. So thank you very much, Digital Diva, for pulling that information up. So we got to watch out basically for these guys to have a heart attack.
Yeah. I mean, think we should look out for these possible symptoms.
Well, we're going to have to ask them how they're feeling and kind of keep an update on that. So you guys doing okay over there?
Nothing, obviously.
Do you watch animated movies?
Yeah, hold on. Are you guys doing okay over there?
Yeah, we're just popping off. Sure, we're about good.
Okay.
Have you seen the movie Over the Hedge?
No.
Okay. There is a character in there. It's a squirrel, hyperactive, yada yada.
Okay, okay.
In the movie, they give this squirrel an energy drink.
Oh, wait. Is this the one where it's red? Isn't it a hoodwink?
Huh? No.
Hoodwink did the same gag.
Oh, where the squirrel got a hold of the energy drink and time stopped and the squirrel could like walk around and everything.
Yeah, it was walking faster, moving faster than time itself. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that's when it happened to Murphy.
I don't know. It could happen to Murphy. We're going to keep their mic off because that's a lot
of
echo.
His molecules will vibrate so fast, it'll slip through the floor.
That'd be funny. He just falls down and just keeps falling.
Like to the center of the... like, that new commercial.
Yeah, Vert points out it's pretty bad if you go to the ICU from caffeine. I go, well, you know, it could happen here tonight, folks. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We do stupid shit.
Yeah. What's the show rate for sending people to the ICU?
So far, we've never had anybody go to the hospital because of the show.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware of. Decaf is tired of measuring, obviously. He's just pouring it in now.
See, that's what I told him to do earlier.
Just measure one and then match everyone.
Yeah, just measure one and match it.
Well, that's called the easy way.
Well,
non-scientific,
though. They could have done it professional bartender way and just kind of...
Yeah, but then we'd have, like, fucking drink all over the tables and the floors. That stuff's sticky and smells bad.
Hey, Studio Troll usually leaves it all sticky anyway.
Well, that's another thing than the alcohol or energy drink. Are you guys done over there?
All right.
At least talk into the mic or the general direction of...
Say something.
Yeah, I think we're about good.
What are you eating?
One of these crunch bars. I'm hungry.
Okay. So what we have going on, basically, we need to start this now because it is 44.
All right.
So we need to go until 7:44, which means we're going up to almost 6 minutes before the end of the show. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Born ready, son.
Grab your first drink.
Just starting. I'm ready, Joe. Starting.
Salute.
Tell him go. You've got the time.
Okay, ready? And go. All right.
Keep that up, and there we go. We got the top.
We should be playing some Cake right now.
Going the distance. So, what are you... Are you drinking one or two?
No, dude.
Dude, one at a time. One a minute. Damn. He's just going to go start chugging.
Yeah.
The whole line.
Here, there's still some in that one.
Little extra. Decaf's a bigger guy, so he can do a little extra. So, all right. So, that's what we have going on right now. We're going to keep the camera on them for the remainder of the show. So you can see the progress of the drinking contest. The minute you guys feel anything, though, let me know if you feel
even
anything.
Oh,
any. I didn't say feel your.
Oh, Decaf found his cock.
I didn't say feel yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Damn. We're out on time.
All right.
We're almost there. I'll let you know. That's all right.
Well, you guys should just stopwatch yourselves.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, we'll watch. I'll watch.
Okay, take a shot. Wow, it's all
slow.
We'll
just watch the block over there.
All right, so they're going to keep doing that. We'll run their show, and we'll let them do their contest in the background. So, all right, going into, do you got news?
Actually, do you want to do it now? Or do you?
No, motherfucker, do it later.
apparently, there's already an effect on decaf. He is being belligerent.
Wow, okay.
All right, sure, let's do some news today.
It's now time for Spankwagon News.
It's time for Spankwagon News.
Did I just say that?
Yes, but I like to say it again, motherfucker.
It is now time for Spankwagon News. I felt left out.
Anybody else going once? Going
Decaf.
Spankwagon News.
Thank you.
Yes. Today in U.S. politics, Robert Gates, picked by President Bush to take over at the Pentagon, received initial endorsements from Republican and Democratic Senate leaders today after meeting with them on Capitol Hill. Gates' private one-on-one discussions with top lawmakers were in anticipation of a December 5th confirmation hearing by the Senate Armed Committees.
Sometimes. I don't have the laptop, so I got to
sing
it.
Bush administration and top GOP senators hope to approve the nomination next month while the Senate is still in Republican hands.
Didn't Gates get fired in another administration?
Well, here's the thing. Apparently, Senate approval of Gates would be an early test of a promise by some lawmakers to work together after the elections to reach bipartisan.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
Apparently, Gates has promised not to sell weapons.
All right, so pretty much what's going on here is Chief is floundering for some reason. He is highly distracted.
I think he needs an energy drink.
Yeah. Do you guys got an extra?
I think you guys need to do another shot. Okay.
Not yet. Actually, now.
Okay. Well, Gates has promised not to sell weapons to anybody this time, and he will keep assassination attempts to a minimum. He has a scheduled vacation to Nicaragua before attending his December 5th hearing.
And, you know, isn't there another Noriega now in Panama?
Yeah.
Like a cousin or a relative or a son of Manuel Noriega is now running the country.
Antonio Noriega.
Why did you just say Stu?
I'm a model and a drug salesman. They call me Antonio.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Hey, the new...
Okay, go ahead.
The new PlayStation 3 is getting more people lining up at stores. Boo. Do I hear boos over the PlayStation?
Fuck the PlayStation 3.
Really? Why do you guys say boo PlayStation 3?
Okay, I can tell you why. If you've seen the screenshots, you can see that Ridge Racer 7 for the HD only PS3
right.
looks like shit compared to the standard version. Hold on. of Ridge Racer 6 for the Xbox 360. The Xbox 360's texture mapping system seems to be a hell of a lot better. Plus, fucking what kind of shit is Sony on thinking that, number one, they can ship 400,000 units to the U.S. and people are actually going to buy them all? Well, they're going to buy them all,
well, they're
but they're not
going
to kill their market share. And two, some of the fucked up problems that have come along with the PS3 in the last little bit. Like, for example, if you don't have certified televisions, your 720i and your 1080p don't work. It just upscales the 480.
Nice.
Also, if you're not using a Sony television, it's not going to recognize the widescreen in some cases.
So basically what they're doing is they're trying to pull a digital convergence issue. And
yeah.
Okay, here's another thing. Here's my favorite stuff. There's some social aspects we were talking about, such as the fact that it's gotten out of hand so badly. Mm-hmm. Two gunmen in Putnam, Connecticut came up to 15 and 20 people standing outside of a Walmart a little after 3 a.m. and demanded their money.
Yes.
One man said no, and he was shot.
Shot twice.
Yeah, police are still searching for suspects. Yes. So you have a bunch of dumb people with money standing outside in come on, where does Walmart put most of their stores?
Oh, in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Well, you've seen the videos of like the Best Buy that they had 50 people lined up outside, and the Best Buy manager came out and said they only had 30 Best Buys, and the people rushed the fucking door.
Yeah.
That video's insane.
All right, I gotta fix your mic real quick.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, this goes into a Spankwagon safety report, and it's about the same thing. Tight supplies of Sony Core space. PlayStation 3 game console led to rowdiness, including two people being shot. In Fresno, California, people arrested two people and threatened to use tasers to break up a crowd that rushed the store and trampled people in the parking lot. And to get into the attention of an unruly crowd of about 350 people, police fired paintballs at them outside of a Target store in Virginia.
Nice.
Until now, nerds and geeks were thought to have been sedentary and mostly harmless, but recent scenes of violence have reignited debate about video game violence. An official source at Sony says that it's not the games, but the console itself that is causing the trouble.
You know, I agree entirely with Sony on that one.
Apparently, this is a quote from one of the Sony reps. Apparently, some of our factory assembly machines mangled some birds, had herbal tea spilled on them, and then consumed human blood, thus invoking a ritual of mayhem and destruction. He went on to say that the PS3 makes gamers roll versus rage and insanity with a 500-foot radius.
Toodle Nuggets in the chat room says that it looks like a George Foreman grill. So could you imagine that? Can you imagine that? There's gonna be a PlayStation George Foreman grill.
That'd be awesome.
Do we know
all they need to do?
Shot number 8 is coming up here in just a second.
All right.
All they need to do is attach like an espresso machine to and you have perfect. Well, you wouldn't have to ever leave.
That's kind of gay.
When espresso machine?
Do you have
really
some new definition of kind I'm not aware
of? Yeah, because you know what? Why would you think? Okay, look. First off, it's a gaming machine.
Okay.
Less Bass gay, not Richard Simmons gay.
Yeah, exactly. It's. I mean, I don't see
more NPH gay, less Liberace gay.
I got nothing on that.
Oh my god!
Okay, you want some science stuff or fashion?
Hey, we all love science.
Mysterious.
Warning,
okay.
Science
apparently,
content.
Mysterious dark energy has existed for most of time. Scientists say, peeling back both space and time. Scientists using
slow the fuck down.
Yeah, easy. Hold on.
It's
just
the energy drinks.
You haven't touched any.
They just gave me some.
Oh Jesus!
And I had one before the show.
Oh. Fuck. All right, everybody. The energy drinks are really good. I love the energy drinks. So drink. Gotta go more. Yeah. Let's talk about the news. Black energy. Woo!
Holy
wow.
shit!
Wow.
That's going on the MySpace page.
Yeah, that's okay, so peeling back both space and time, scientists using the Hubble Space Telescope have found that the strange force known as dark energy appears to have existed for at least the past two-thirds of the universe's history. Dark energy is a mysterious, repulsive force that opposes gravity, causing the universe to expand.
You know, Chief, we do have our own dark energy here in the studio.
That's right. I got mana. Yeah.
Nice.
Would you like some of his mana?
I don't want Decaf to touch me in that way. Apparently, God could not be reached
for comment. Hold on just a second. Why is your semen brown? Dude, I know you're a black guy and all, but...
It's spoiled.
No, it's mocha flavored.
It's decaf.
Wow.
No, baby daddy.
Shot number 10, by the way, guys.
Damn. So 10 of 60. Okay. We're 1/6 of the way through of all that caffeine. Now, how you guys feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good. So far, all I've had is the Rip It. I haven't had the Arizona
Rip It.
Yet. Rip It.
Rip It good.
Like needs to be corrected. Anybody know what that's from? He's attempting to bring a nigga into the situation. Nobody. The Shining.
What?
Grady.
Whatever.
He needs to be corrected.
Right.
Jaws was on again the other day.
This is going to be one of those shows where
I was more corrected than fucking me.
We don't know what the hell is going to be going on.
No, it could turn into anything.
I can put the pimp music back on. We were getting our groove on over here.
So you want to talk about this kid in UCLA that got tased like four times?
I thought we were going to save that for the round table.
Oh, okay, we'll save that then. Right.
Turn on the monitor out there. I want to hear it.
Oh, come on, guys. I got to be gentle. You got kind to anybody in the green room.
There's no one in there. Oh, shit.
Your time's up. All right, so.
Wow.
Any other news, Archie?
Well, I have the UCLA thing, and some model starved herself to death by eating apples and tomatoes.
What? Wait. Go over that story.
In fashion news today, a young model who lived on a diet of apples and tomatoes has died of anorexia on the eve of an international photo shoot. Anna Reston, 21, a Brazilian who had worked for such top model agencies like Armani, was 5 feet 7 inches tall but weighed only 6 stone when she died on Tuesday.
Okay, so that's 6 times 20. 120 pounds? What? How much does a stone weigh?
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out.
I don't know. Six what
you're the British fucker in here.
Yeah, exactly, but I deal with the imperial system. Not
see, I'm gonna say it's probably akin to 100 pounds. Yeah.
All right, we're going to ask for more favors from our listeners in the chat room. If you go to Wikipedia.
Just go to Google and look it up.
How much is a stone?
Yeah. How much does a stone weigh, I guess? Stone? Apparently, this.
I didn't say how much to get stone.
How much is a fucking kidney stone?
Wow.
What can I get for a dime?
Well, Miss Reston.
Can I get a stone?
Wow. Is the second young model this year to die after starving herself, and the tragedy has reignited the debate over the use of dangerously thin models by the fashion industry.
Chief, you gotta stop starving those bitches. Right?
The China, it's the China Beach diet.
It is.
Bitches,
well, I mean, you guys remember back in September, models with a body mass index of less than 18, classified as underweight by the World Health Organization, were banned from Madrid by local government officials.
You're hearing it first, guys. I am predicting a new FARC headline cliche. Your model wants a sandwich.
And you know what? That's really sick and sad. All they're eating is apples and tomatoes, so they're not getting any fat. They're not getting any protein.
No.
You know, they're dying.
They're throwing it up afterwards.
Well, they're dying of cardiac arrest is what they're dying from.
Emaciation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the move led to calls for a total ban on size zero models. Top fashion designers say that the loss is very regrettable, but they also say that they should not be forced to make clothing for fatties.
What are they doing? If anybody
is it
got
break time yet? No, not yet.
If anybody got an update on the webcam, that was an ugly picture. Wow. All right, so we're gonna even turn off your mic so we can get a show done.
Yeah. What?
You're disturbing us.
Disturbing.
You're a disturbance to the force?
We are disturbed.
Yeah, well,
what the fuck is any different?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, this goes on, and you wonder why so many chicks have body issues these days.
By the way, oh God, Toodle Nuggets found at 1 pound equals 0.0714 stone. So she weighed about 60 pounds.
Shalom.
Wow.
That's a size
5'7".
That's ribs. I mean, that's disgusting. I got to have my women.
That's concentration camp.
Totally. That's Auschwitz exercise plan.
Yes.
One time, the bitch is
broke. Yeah. Wow. Apparently, decaf.
But you know what? When you're that a woman gets that skinny, they're not gonna. They don't even have a sex drive.
No,
they don't.
They don't even get a period.
They don't get
everything shuts down.
Who would find? Could you get on the mic and talk? Who would find anybody sexy that weighs 60 pounds? I don't even think. I think Murphy would even draw a line at that.
No,
shit.
I'd fuck her.
Never mind.
You'd fuck a goat
if it had tits.
Teats.
Teats. Multiple teats.
I know. I'd have to think about that one.
He has to think about it. Yeah. He all of a sudden gets congenial. Oh, yeah, well, maybe. I don't know.
Let me think about
that.
She got all her teeth.
If you had a daughter, would you let her watch, you know, like these model programs? Would you let her read things like Mrs. And you know, these model fashion magazines?
You know, I could. I would. The problem is, though, is what would they be getting out of them? I'd have to make sure that if I had... What the fuck are you... God.
We're getting a little twitchy.
Apparently you
we're
are.
Ready to do something. We're like, yeah, okay.
Okay, we have the Blues Brothers in the studio
the
today.
The problem is, not only are we drinking a shitload of energy drinks, but we're compressed into one little tiny area, and I have all this energy to do things.
It's the at dark, least it's, don't...
It's the dark forces at work.
Yeah, the dark forces. Could you... Wow.
Dude.
Holy shit. It's the Pips.
I'm really disturbed by this happening behind me.
Wow. I mean, this is more fascinating than the radio show ever has been. Oh, now you're just faking it. Now he's just faking it.
No, I always like to rub the nipple.
Oh, that's true.
At least he's not, you know, pulling down the pants.
Oh, shalom.
Mazel tov. All right. I don't know. Like, what's going on next?
I don't know.
I got nothing.
I got nothing because these assholes are really screwing up my timing tonight.
Yeah.
Well, let's do the roundtable. Let's talk about the... do you have the video?
You can...
The video of what?
Of the kid getting... There's actually a video of the kid getting tased at UCLA.
No one told me a link. No one sent me anything.
It just hit the web this morning.
It's on YouTube.
Go to
YouTube.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and read your article?
Okay, I'll read the article. If you want to find the video, it's on YouTube. Type in UCLA taser. Trouble in UCLA on Tuesday. An incident late Tuesday night in which a UCLA student was stunned at least four times with a taser has left the UCLA community questioning whether the university police officer's use of force was an appropriate response to the situation. A student by the name of Mustafa Tabinajad. A UCLA student was repeatedly stunned with a taser and then taken into custody when he did not exit a lab on campus in a timely manner. Community service officers had asked Mustafa to leave after he failed to produce a student ID during a random check at about 11:30 p.m.
Mustafa.
A six-minute video shot by a student in the lab showed Mustafa audibly screaming in pain as he was stunned several times with said taser, each time for about 3 to 5 seconds. He was... And here's the video. He was told repeatedly to stand up and stop fighting and was told that if he did not do so, he would get tased again.
Listen to the audio on this. Right. This is really weird.
It actually doesn't... It's about a...
So this happened in a library?
It's a library.
UCLA library.
Here's your Patriot Act. Here's your fucking abuse of power.
Stop fighting us.
I'm not fighting you! I would see!
You know what separates this video from every other taser video I've ever seen?
What?
Usually when someone gets tased, they go from being very combative to being very agreeable. Okay, anything. Just stop. I'll do what you want. I'll get out of the car. I'll sit down. Whatever. This guy continues to fucking fight.
Yeah.
Hey, that's
abuse
his fault.
Abuse of power.
But see, he's fighting verbally, but I don't think he's fighting physically.
It reminds me of Ric Flair shouting at Eric Bischoff, abuse of power.
I want their badge numbers.
Can you get your badge number?
I like their badge numbers.
I got tased for no reason.
So like everybody is asking for badge numbers.
All the students in the library obviously are agitated at the use of force in this.
Well, now here's something that's
kid.
Not in the video, and it's something that's in a couple of articles you have to read. Apparently, this guy, when he was asked, stood up and started, being combative, didn't stand up, was being combative, and then was saying that he had a constitutional right to be there, and then started asking other people around to come and join him in his protest of this. And a couple of people did, and a couple of people got up and just wanted to see what the fuck was going to happen.
Right.
But it became a huge event, and this guy said, who got this video, says it took him about 2 minutes to get, oh, shalom. It took him about 2 minutes to get his camera out and get it ready. Just to update, guys, we are now at 20 shots.
Okay.
Wow.
I was leaving this godforsaken place. You stopped me. You're abusing your power. Here's your justice at work, University.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Fuck off.
You just shot him off.
Stand up. We're going to get tased again.
Now, someone's pointing out, you just shot him with a taser.
Yeah, and he's supposed
your
to get right up.
Your muscles aren't really working all that well.
Yeah, your muscles, yeah. You just lock up there. Oh, it's scary.
Stand up. Get up. Get up. Stand up.
Wait, did he say get up what? Did he
get up, stand up. Now, that's a cop trick. That's a really interesting cop trick. There was a conversation about this today. Cops will do that after they've got the hooks in you. And then when you get up, they shock you again. And the way they explain it is they felt threatened by you getting up.
Yeah, after they tell you to get up.
Oh, shalom.
Stand up. Get up or you get tased again.
Go.
Get up. Stand up. Get up.
So wrong.
Get up. Up. Stand up. Get up. All right, come stand up.
Listen to that. Just glad that tick, 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 tick. That's the. And he did what they said. He stood up and immediately.
Get up. Get on the same button.
And immediately.
Like this high up off the ground is Chevy when they tased him again.
Yeah, and immediately hit the floor again.
Yep. This video
is. I mean, that goes on for a while. I mean, that wasn't just, you know, tase.
No, that's
like.
Keep listening.
Stand up.
Okay, now I'm sorry, but some idealistic little brats at a college. Officers, we want your information. They're in the middle of something, dude. Whether it's right or wrong, they're kind of in the middle of it.
Hold on. Okay. Well, I'm gonna put the taser. My foot of the taser, and I'm gonna
Why don't you try on a mic?
I'm gonna put my foot on the taser, and I'm gonna write down my badge number.
Yeah, there you go. Section. Exactly.
Oh, fuck! I accidentally stepped on it. I'm sorry.
Now these tasers are these the handgun tasers?
Yeah, these are the handgun.
So these only have four charges.
The new ones they only have four pop charges.
Okay.
Yeah. But they have enough voltage in them. They're now come with rechargeable battery packs in them.
Yeah.
They have, and they can pop the battery packs in and out like clips. But they've only got enough either compressed air or gunpowder shots to pop the things out a couple of times.
Got it.
But they've got enough juice in them for a good while.
Strong enough to bring down any crackhead Negro.
Except for Rodney King. Yeah. You know, Rodney King actually tore the hooks out of his chest.
Oh,
ow.
Is it time? Get up.
This is not abuse of your authority.
Get up. Well, stand up.
I said please.
Stand up.
Get up.
Stand up.
They're still asking him to stand up.
And you know there's some geeky motherfucker in one of the pods way back in the back going, will you fucking shut up? I got a paper to type.
Yeah.
Where are my thesis?
Fuckers.
You're interrupting my doctorate study.
Yeah, that guy and then Kim, other guy, and they, those are like the fastest guys. I think that was
You know, Virch in the chat room is saying if that happened, I'd call 911. You know, forget about public safety people. He'd say call the real cops.
And you know what? He has a valid point because.
Now it looks like there's a riot.
Hey, did you mix in the PS3 footage?
Now, here's the thing. You know, Vert has it right because there's been several times back when my wife was in the University of Northern Iowa, or the times I'd be on campus visiting friends, Vert. Yeah, Iowa. It's called the Midwest.
They got colleges out?
Yes, they do. Universities even. And, you know, these students.
It's more than just barber colleges.
The student police force out there would be over. Yeah, that's what this is?
No, those are
guards. Yeah, those are campus
those
police.
Are campus
you see, what they would have is they had a system where you had people who basically were campus cop, junior cops. They weren't carrying a gun. They weren't carrying a taser because this is before all that kind of came out like it does. But they would be the ones that wrote the tickets, or they would be the ones that do some enforcement. Like, you know, what are you doing here on this? But the problem is they had no real power whatsoever to do anything. So I remember one night on property, my wife's car died. We were trying to charge the battery, and I get lippy with them. I go, oh, great. Now we got the little student police here. They're going to call the real cops on us because we're trying to get a car started. Because they were telling us, you need to move the car. And we're all pointing out, well, shitbag. Here's what we're doing. We're trying to
did
get the car.
Did you actually call him shitbag?
Yeah, I think one of us did.
That'd be fucking classic.
You know, we all kind of stated, we're trying to start the car. It won't move until we start it. It's kind of dead. So we need to jump it because we thought we could just pop the clutch and get it going. Needless to say, the Cedar Falls cops got called. So the actual cops showed up and kind of went, so what's happening here? And we told them. And they're like, oh, that's it? We heard you were instigating and starting this and this. And we're like, no, we're trying to start this car. Those idiots are saying we're doing all this. So, yeah, I mean, campus cops, though, what are we dealing with? Whack and hut? You know, security?
Yeah. Whack and nuts. These guys are probably...
Whack and nuts! These guys security, motherfucker!
Well, apparently, according to a student who witnessed the event...
Security!
Wow. Mustafa was tasered while handcuffed as well.
So he's handcuffed and tasered?
Yeah.
So, okay, now let's go over this.
Hold on.
Okay, let's go over this. One, the guy's handcuffed. Two, he's being tasered. Three, he's obviously Muslim.
Yep.
Which means he's probably black.
Or of a darker persuasion.
Or of a darker persuasion.
He's a darker perspective.
He's full of that dark energy. And
which scientists have now proven to exist.
Or as we like to say, he's limo tint. And now it's on video. Some motherfucker's about to be a millionaire.
You know, and good for him. I don't. What was he doing in the library to begin with?
Apparently he was working on a paper, and he just happened not have his student ID on him.
Entitled "The Oppression of the Muslim in America."
Apparently UCLA has a policy that after hours you have to have your student ID or you're not allowed in the library because of student safety.
Okay, that makes very good sense. But isn't there something instead of tasering the fuck out of a student that they can do to say, okay, let's go get your ID. Where did you leave it? Oh, in your dorm? We will escort you now to your dorm.
Yeah.
Look at what we're looking at here. We're in a post-9/11 world. The guy is, I mean, by the sounds of the guy, he's not a white kid. So at UCLA,
racist,
that's going to...
Racist motherfucker. You got to read that shit up already.
No.
But it is true, though.
Okay, so there is profiling going on, okay?
Right.
Everybody knows that UCLA and a couple of other high-profile colleges were suspected terrorist targets. So the question is, did these guys overreact?
I think they did. I absolutely think they did.
Was it just overzealous precaution?
Okay, but you can't. Okay, that statement right there is the stupidest thing I've heard out of you.
Overzealous
this,
precaution.
This past 10 minutes, because overzealous precaution, you can be cautious. But overzealous.
Yeah,
that's way. That is way beyond that video, and what they did to that student is way beyond overzealous precaution. Okay, they found him guilty of whatever that moment. The minute they tasered him, the minute they quit asking him questions. I want to see, of course, what led up to tasering, because there's two sides. Well,
yeah,
three sides to a story. His, theirs, and the truth.
And there are cameras in that library, too, so it'll be interesting to see that footage
come
out.
If he did something stupid like swing, if he did something stupid like argue with them, you know, then okay.
But see,
hold on. But how could he have argued that got to that reaction?
Okay, that's true.
What happened? What led them to do that? Did they feel threatened? And why would they have felt threatened?
Well, you know, I've noticed that police officers now with these tasers, they are a little more...
A lot of it now is shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah.
Because tasering is non-lethal.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
For the most part. But I think that almost gives them a reason not to beat somebody with a nightstick, or not to do any real physical damage. But that taser, I think they're using it too often, but I can see why.
You know, I can, I don't...
I mean, there are some videos out there.
Do you think, then, that the use of the taser is a scapegoat or an excuse to kind of go back to those days of bringing more force in law enforcement?
I think it is. I think it is. Scapegoat. And it's become the rule, not the exception. So now the taser is break it out. Just get the taser out if they don't comply within 2 seconds.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, and at our news station, I mean, we've run plenty of videos that has people who, for one reason or another, are belligerent to law enforcement. Sometimes they're very aggressive, and I can understand tasering them. But sometimes they're just questioning the police, and the police taser them.
Right.
Just for asking questions.
But you have to understand, we live in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's completely acceptable to shoot a handcuffed man in the back. And it was considered justifiable.
Sodomize a guy in the police station?
Yeah, so
there's some stick.
On that somber note, we need to go ahead and cut to a break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back in just a moment. We'll be right back. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back to the greatest internet radio show ever. Yeah, we're turning off all mics for a while just so we can get some stuff accomplished on tonight's show. Right now we have going on in studio probably the most hyperactive show ever because we not only have Murphy being himself.
Yes.
But Murphy and Decaf are both so wired on about 35 shots of energy drink that they cannot stand still.
I'm actually a little worried about Decaf.
Decaf's eyes are starting to go funny.
I know. He's doing the shaky eye thing.
I mean, they're laughing, and I mean, it's great. It's good fun.
This is the concrete stomach from last week, Decaf, versus the weakest stomach from last week. My stomach's full of foam and liquid, and I shouldn't have been jumping around like that just now.
No, but
I think I'm taking it better than he is.
But see, your stomach may not be able to handle all this stuff, but I know for a fact that your body has been injected with so many chemicals over the years that this isn't going to phase you as much as Decaf.
I know.
His body isn't used to this kind of infusion.
Plus, I live on a steady diet of caffeine as it is, but this is a lot.
Well, I'm just noticing, I'm just noticing the difference. Decaf, which normally doesn't say a lot during any show, you know, I had to say at the break, first off, I had to coach Chief here because I'm like, dude, turn around because you're missing their cues. We're all talking over each other. And Decaf is the worst at a day because he'll start and then talk.
We've had 55 and a half ounces of
Jesus.
Of energy drink. Wow.
So, okay, now we have to ask the questions of the contestants here. Right. First off, any funny feelings? Not nausea, but any sweating, palpitations, clamminess?
Oh, no, I feel the same.
Okay, obviously
wow,
that's a yes.
That's funny.
My stomach is getting full. That's
You're
the problem.
You're getting full, okay.
I'm getting foamy, and I'm getting that.
My eyes must be in different places. They are. They're gone. I'm fucking seeing everything in the whole room.
You guys got to drive home.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
Oh, shalom.
All right.
I think it'll improve their defensive driving.
Who knows?
So
what
I want to know from the chat room because I know everybody in the chat room generally likes to pick on me. I'm trying to slow down a little bit. I would like to know who the guys in the chat room think. Number one, who's going to puke first? Number two, if one of us gives up, who it's going to be? And who do you think is going to have the most adverse reaction to this tomorrow?
Okay, so first question is, who's gonna finally just have to puke and get it out of their system? Who's going to... Who's the most affected by this? And who will be in most pain tomorrow? I think those are the three questions. So
all I know is Decaf's going to be spending all night playing Gears of War because this motherfucker ain't going to be able to
sleep. He's not going to sleep.
I'm going to be on it all night. I'm going to be pew, pew, pew.
Wow.
So they're doing their drink. Continuing with roundtable discussion here, we got another nice little thing, more politically charged. Actually, a couple of them that are more politically charged.
Okay.
have you heard about what they've been doing over the hump in Pahrump?
Yes. Oh,
well,
this is a good one.
Yes, this is a
lots of whores.
Lots of whores in Pahrump. But Nevada town fines now for foreign flags. Nevada town of Pahrump is taking a stand not just against illegal immigrants, but flags they may bring with them. The town has made it illegal. They voted 3-2 on Tuesday to enact an ordinance making it illegal to fly a foreign nation's flag by itself. Mm-hmm. Basically, flying another country's flag, whether it's a British Union, the Union Jack, or the flag of Mexico, is punishable by a $50 fine and 30 hours of community service unless it's flown below an American flag.
Oh, you're
gonna be here. Wow. So that in Pahrump, basically, where they're saying, okay, you know what? You have to fly the American flag on top. Is this sort of akin to English as the official language?
And that's another thing they did this week is they voted that the town's official language is now English, which means all government documents,
city
government documents, all court proceedings, everything, if it's paid by the taxpayers, will be in English.
Okay. So let me ask this question then. Do you think this is fair that they put everything in English? Do you think this is right?
Yeah, I'm actually riding the fence on this one. First, what the heck was that?
Is your prostate all right?
It hurts a little.
Okay, so
my First Amendment bells are going off with this.
Okay,
they are.
Why?
Well, because I mean, as much as I agree that living in America, we have to, I mean, we have to speak English. That's the language that America predominantly speaks.
Right.
And so I can understand how it could be frustrating to a lot of Americans when, wow, when, you know, foreigners will come here, especially illegally, and refuse to learn language.
Right.
I can understand how frustrating that can be.
And that's one thing that really annoys me is the fact that, you know, here's my mind thought on this. If you're in the United States, you need to speak English, because if I'm in any other country, I have to start learning their language. I have to make an attempt.
Yes.
You get a lot of people who don't even bother. They don't even try. They're not even here. You know, they're only here for like six. Oh, Jesus, these guys are dying over here. They're only here to collect some paychecks, bring the rest of their family over, whatever.
40 people in a Volkswagen.
Hold on.
Stuff 40 people in a Volkswagen.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking about those goddamn snowbacks is who I'm talking about.
Canadians. All right, so go ahead.
Okay, well, here's the danger with something like this. If you start passing laws that say English only, there's a slippery slope that could extend into the private sector, and that's where you start running into First Amendment issues, where you start banning newspapers printed in other languages, where you start banning establishments from using foreign language.
See, I don't see that happening at all. I mean, what I see when I hear English as like the... Like, Iowa has it, English as state language. Pahrump now has it as a city language. Basically, I see it as a case where they're clarifying documents. In order to be able to take advantage of that city, county, state government and what they provide, you have to follow, you know, you have to follow the rules. And in this case, the rule is speak English, because it cuts on an overhead of printing multiple languages. And really, you know, and it's a gripe I hear a lot. Why should I press one for English and two for Spanish? It's not right. It's not fair. And I tend to agree. I can't say I agree, you know, officially, but I agree. Mm-hmm. You know, it is absolutely only fair.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Decaf. Oh, they're taking their 1 minute drink.
What's the problem with choosing one for English or two for Spanish? I mean, really, it's just a button. At the ATM, they bring, you know, illegals or illegal immigrants from Mexico bring so much money, and they do so much, you know, work in this country. Why is it such a big deal, you know?
Well, I think it's a big deal. It's capital and expenses. You're spending money to change systems. You got another thought, or are you just going to...
No, I got another thought.
Okay.
Okay. Then, in that case... If they didn't have nothing in Spanish, no ATMs, would that company make as much money as another company that do put Spanish down? No,
probably not. You're absolutely right. Probably not. Unless it actually forced people to learn English, even if it was deposit $50.
And I think that's the biggest thing is forcing them to learn. Yeah, if people come here, I really do believe that they should learn how to speak English. I mean, I don't mean if you're fresh off the boat, of course, you're not going to know English. But if you've been here for 15 years,
you better pick up something.
You better know how to say, give me a Big Mac or something.
Well,
I guess
the other argument is, you know, why do we bother having foreign language television stations? You know, I'm a liberal. I mean, I'm a little more moderate than liberal, but, you know, I believe, okay, everybody should be here, but damn it, learn our language.
Yes.
Because what you're doing right there is not only are you in the country, you're in my country, you're in our country, United States, but you're trying to alienate yourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we have in the Midwest a huge problem with Bosnians. And I don't mean problem as in bad. I mean problem as in, oh, my God, look at all these people are moving in.
Also, nothing a little cleansing can't get rid of.
Yeah, really. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, you have all these special services for them. Okay, how come these special services aren't there for other people?
Yeah,
you know, I'm sorry. It's just I don't see it as being completely fair.
I mean, and there is a very fine line between being hospitable to a people and just wasting money trying to support them.
Okay, Decaf.
Every minute is starting to seem like 50 fucking seconds of these shots.
Oh, really? Your shots are going?
You wanted to know when things started happening. Time is really slowing down. Yeah.
What's time feel like right now?
It's like every time I look up at the clock, it's at the fucking 12 again.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so let me ask you this then. You guys are both sweating?
I'm getting a little hot. I really feel like I want to puke.
Okay.
But I'm starting to get a little zippy. Like things are going like this.
Yeah.
Just,
what's like this? You got to say it
verbally. Like everything's going a lot faster than it really should.
fucking trembling like and, a fucking volcano.
And decaf is trembling.
Yes.
I had to take my glasses off. Oh no.
Oh Jesus.
That's not valid. I thought you got $100 wow. ticket.
Sign me up. Oh no. Oh no. There you go. Oh fuck. I don't know if I'm a.
All right, I'm going to let them go with their contest.
And Trencher, and you know me. I mean, I'm more of a liberal than you are.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, I just... But when it comes to radio stations and TV stations being in another language, I actually think that's actually kind of necessary in our society. Because not only is it a comfort factor for people from other countries to come in and... I mean, you may have people who speak... really, really good English, but who English is a second language, and there is a comfort factor in able to watch a TV show, watch a channel that's in their native language.
Okay, fair enough. I can go with that.
So I really agree with our free speech and free market society having those.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Covering other news, Chris Dodd, state senator, Connecticut state senator, Democrat, was an outspoken opponent of the Military Commission Act of 2006. For those of you who don't know what that is, if you listen back to some of the past shows, this was the act that removed, gotta love this, it was the act that removed habeas corpus. Senator Dodd, again, Democrat Canadian, an outspoken opponent to the Military Commission Act, today introduced legislation which would amend existing law in order to have the effective process for bringing terrorists to justice. What he's looking to actually do here is restore habeas corpus. Which is completely necessary, not to make everybody an enemy combatant just because they differentiate from you, or also to give everybody that fair trial, public trial, so you don't just disappear.
And we've all seen the movies.
Yes.
Yes, we know what happens.
Right. What he's asking for is restore habeas corpus protections to detainees, narrows the definition of unlawful enemy combatants to individuals who directly participate in hostiles or hostilities against the United States, who are not lawful combatants. In other words, obvious statement is, yes, you know, you have to be an enemy combatant.
If you're holding a gun pointing it at an American soldier, you're an enemy combatant.
Not just someone, not thought police. They're taking away chance of thought police. How you guys doing?
This is not good.
All right.
This is really not good.
Where are we at in our count?
We have 11 left to go.
So we have 11 minutes left in the contest.
Decaf is rave dancing over here.
God. If I make it when I blow, everyone just look the fuck out. Oh, God.
Just, if you're going to spew in there.
Yeah,
into this.
Yeah, each individual Dixie cup, 1.5 ounces of spew.
No, you have no idea. It's not spinning, but I can feel the world moving, and part of me is going, why are you going so slow?
Nice. Wow. All right, so we'll let them go back to their contest. this also, the rewatch change empowers military judges to exclude hearsay evidence that they deem to be unreliable, like that one, authorizes the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces to interview or to review decisions by military commissions, limits the authority of the president to interpret the meaning and application of the Geneva Conventions, and makes that authority subject to congressional and judicial oversight. Guys, people, we are really talking about a lot of common sense factors. We're talking about things that it's sad they went away, and we're glad that someone wants them back.
Well, in a post 9/11 world, I think common sense went out the window, and everybody was scared shitless.
Well, you know what? They're scared shitless because they didn't know what was going on. But this is ridiculous,
Did he just do the?
They both are. It's like you tell one. You know, I got an experiment here. Okay,
all right,
what we're gonna do is we're gonna experiment. Okay, hey, hey guys. Okay. Jump!
Oh, God. Oh, don't do that.
What's
the structural integrity of this room?
Very poor. This room could fall apart in any minute. The studio
he
can break.
He's grabbing the big ones, too. I'm saving mine for last.
You know what we should do is have him spin around really fast.
Fuck you.
No,
I will puke on your car.
He will throw up bad.
Like it hasn't been puked on before.
Okay, so now everything is kind of hot. And,
it is hot.
I could feel everything that's in the lower half of my body wanting to go up, like everything.
I got a question. I got a question, Murph.
Yeah,
Murph.
Yeah.
If you could have sex tonight, how do you think it would be?
Quick and very satisfying.
It's like a motorboat. All right, so you guys, we'll let you go back to your thing there. So, yeah, this, Congressman, keep on reading about it. It looks like it's finally going to fix some problems with the Military Commissions Act. It needs to, because you know what? If we got to fight on this mythical war on mythical terrorism, then we better have some safeguards for our own country in place. Chief?
On this? I really think the habeas corpus needs to be reinstated. I mean, it's kind of scary how it got abolished. That really scares me that we were able to take something that important out of our law. Decaf's wigging me out. No, it scares the hell out of me that we were able to take that out. And yeah, I mean, how many people do we have in Guantanamo Bay right now who haven't had a trial?
You know, I don't even know how many people we have in Guantanamo Bay.
You just kind of pushed them that way.
Yeah, you just got to kind of corral them.
And, you know, and I mean, we have detainees who over the last...
Check your time. Get out of here. I still got 15 seconds. What are you doing?
Okay, Murphy is standing behind us.
I think
he's
trying to fart, and he's going to try to fart over by us.
Dude, he's trying to fart, I'm going to blow my own asshole out.
So, okay, your time's up. Okay, go back over there. Anything else?
Yeah, I think it's really scary because it starts with any enemy combatants. Then you can go to people who protest against us, aren't combatants.
You know, the funny thing
is... And then you can even go further with the slippery slope and say people who start questioning the government.
But, you know, we're almost already there anyway, because if you are a protester at anything that's like an official presidential deal, they actually have little special protest areas for you to protest
in. Yeah,
they're
called free speech zones.
They happen to be like 5 miles from the actual place.
Exactly.
You know what these started, too, who invented them? It is the Bush administration, but Bush started these when he was governor in Texas. And there were some controversial bills that he signed, and he... What the fuck are you talking about? Got some serious pain here. But yeah, it was literally 5 miles away. They had this little quarantined-off area that they let them sit. And it's really kind of fucked up. I mean, but now everyone seems to have adopted this, these free speech zones. Oh, no, is it time? Oh, I'm getting some serious pain.
Okay, so we'll let them... So everybody's adopted. You're right. More and more people have adopted. Who could think that in the United States of America... You would have a free speech zone, a little cordoned off area for free speech. Everywhere else, obviously, you can't have free speech in the United States. In the chat room, you're pointing at something.
Whiff is saying, groceries are in trunk of car, Trencher, come home. And also, a little bit over, 911, locked keys in house, need Trench to come home now.
Oh, my God, you're kidding. This is
how
funny.
How does she have internet access?
I don't know how she's online.
Studio Troll is laughing her ass off right now.
What the hell is going on?
Now Whiff is saying call the wife.
Interesting stuff. All right. So, Chief, this is your show now.
Wow. Sure. I have absolutely no idea what the hell I'm supposed to do. But... Okay, for those of you who are listening, Decaf is now wearing the top of the cooler on his head. This is really, really crazy. So, you guys, tell me how you're feeling right now.
Oh, I'm in pain, dude. My stomach is killing me. There are these sharp, and I'm farting like a motherfucker, too. There are these sharp pains right in my stomach. Oh,
yeah, okay. I got like, piss and shit at the same time, but I don't want to do neither.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Well, you guys only have, like, 5 shots to go. You know,
dude, they're going to be the worst 5 minutes of my life. Oh, God. Here comes the puke.
The Jeep can count. No, man. No. No. You only got 5 to go. 5 to go. 5 to go. Don't throw up.
So,
5 minutes.
So, let's recap here. We're drinking. Okay. Is it time? Oh, God. We've got 5 of these left. Trencher's got to go home because his wife's locked her keys in the house or in the car?
Apparently in the house.
And, oh, my stomach is just nasty. Oh,
this is pretty crazy.
Shit, I missed it.
Okay, Digital Diva says Decaf lost
the
it
boss
too much
is
caffeine.
The minorities can play.
Well, you know, Digital Diva, there's a reason why we call him Decaf. He has way too much caffeine and he starts wearing coolers on his head.
You ain't lying, man.
Just keep going,
Wow.
Oh, dude.
So in the chat room, I missed it. Who did they predict would bail out first? Who did they think?
Nobody really predicted anything yet.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
I got four more to go.
So.
Oh, wow. The show's just falling apart here in the last little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, because unfortunately, our leader is taking off to save his wife. So, you know, I myself have to carry the show. And these two motherfuckers are all jacked up on caffeine.
We're not jacked up.
Bullshit.
You're wearing a goddamn cooler shade.
See you Sunday, bro.
Studio troll. What do you have to say about this? This is.
Is this mic on?
Yeah.
I smell.
I have to say that they both look like total inane fools.
I didn't know you knew where they were.
I'm losing it. I am not doing well on this.
You losing
this
it?
Is not gonna go well.
Remember.
This is not gonna go well.
When you have.
Yeah,
some
I'm actually really afraid for the show right now. Oh yeah.
I'm done.
No, we got three more, man. Three more.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I am the lone host because the rest of my co-hosts are jacked up.
Hang on, I'm coming.
Oh, I bet you are.
Studio Troll is just taken out by Decaf in an attempt to get by.
Oh, boy.
Okay, people in the chat room, if you guys have... somebody call, please. Somebody call 1-866-587-6257.
1-800-SAVE-THE-SHOW.
Because everybody is kind of going... What the...
She's fisting him in the ass with a can.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah, a little.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
A little anal penetration.
See, here's the problem. When we're both done, both of us are going to want in that bathroom.
For those of you who are just joining us, unfortunately, poor Trencher was called away in an emergency call. Actually, emergency chat message from his wife, which I'm kind of confused. How does she have access to IRC from outside?
She might have gone to B's house.
Oh, yeah. Whiff, are you still there? How are you accessing this?
You're going to have to type it because there's like a 20-second delay.
Let's do it.
Let me turn on. There you
go. Yeah, there you go. Are you doing another shot? Oh my god.
They have one more.
How many is that?
How many ounces did you guys drink so
far? So far we've had 59 shots, so it's an ounce and a half per shot. So
oh my god.
Now see, here's the weird thing. Like I drink
Oh, disgusting, Cam.
It is going to be the equivalent of 5 cans of energy drinks in 1 hour.
And I have to say, I actually drink a lot of energy drinks during the day, and they've never done this to me.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, you know what my question is how many lines is that equivalent to?
I don't know. I'm not a cokehead.
Just because I'm black doesn't mean I'm a crackhead.
Yeah,
one of you guys said coke, one of you guys said crack. I'm talking about speed.
Okay, so here's the difference.
Oh.
White guy thinks of coke, the black guy thinks of crack. I mean,
I'm telling you. And the white woman thinks of speed? What the fuck is that?
Now check this out.
Shalom.
Wow.
That is it, ladies and gentlemen.
My TV station just actually ran a package about mothers who are addicted to addicted to methamphetamine.
60 shots of energy drink in 60 minutes. There you go, motherfuckers. Neither one of us puked, but I got some serious fucking pain in my stomach. Decaf has run for the bathroom. I have to shit so bad right now, I can taste it.
Oh, dude, is that why your eyes are brown and your
and
breath stinks?
Peanuts in it.
Mm. No, that's because you've been sucking cock all day.
Oh, my God. Why would you guys... Why? Why?
This wasn't my idea. I was just about to...
This was my idea?
Yeah. I was about to head to the show. Murphy calls me. He's like, you gotta bring a shot glass. I'm like, oh, crap. What the hell are we doing now?
This was a bad fucking idea. You know, hurry up, motherfucker. I gotta shit. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking
Christ. You know, I wonder if this works as a laxative or as a constant...
Well, you know, it's funny. The sugar-free one very well might be, because sugar-free items do work as a laxative when taken in large amounts.
I think you need to put the mic up to the door, dude.
I don't know if it'll... Will it stretch?
Oh, God.
Oh!
Will the cable stretch? No, I don't know.
No.
Probably not.
Holy crud.
Sounds like we're in a latrine anyways. Got that weird...
Hey, why don't we do the wrap-up? Hand me the wrap-up sheet.
All right, here you go. Murphy in his speed-induced state is going to do the wrap-up. Let me grab the little things here.
You going to do the music? Tell me when the music starts, because I don't have headphones.
And here we are.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You'll find us every Friday here, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. If you're not live, you'll find us in the archive. Don't forget about the podcast. Got to thank some people. Need to thank all of our affiliates and our syndicates. First off, thanks to LB Rocks. I'm about to destroy your bathroom. Big thanks out to Door from Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, Casey Host, and Lips 106. Fuck this, I gotta poop. Somebody else do it.
Give me that.
LV Rocks. Oh, hold on.
Also going to have to say a big shout out to DFH Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, KCH Host, and Lips 106. Give a little shout out and mad props to everybody in the chat room. We have Digital Diva, Mad Props, 40, Jelly, Studio Troll, thank Woo-hoo! You for your help, Sushi Zero, Toe, Toodle Nuggets, and of course, Virtual One.
Yeah!
You can also join us on MySpace. Look us up, www.myspace.com/spankwagon. Please, we need friends. And that's it for this edition of Spank Wagon Radio. You can see us and listen to us every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh my God, he's eating the napkin.
I've been your host, Chief.
Recast.
Poor Murphy is in the bathroom shitting.
And I'm your host, Murphy, with a small cock.
and poor Trencher. And poor Trencher is gone. And I don't know what happened to the show.
I'm your host, Morphe.
It's all you. Have a wonderful night. And it's Retards Out.
You in.
lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands, stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
His catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red rat.